this podcast, we're going to talk about a very big movie that's making some money, Maleficent. We went and saw it, so we're going to give our takes on it. We really enjoyed it, so stick around for that.
And my favorite late night gal, she is going away. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little bit about when Chelsea Handler will end her run on Chelsea Lately.
And for you Game of Thrones fan, there's a couple of ways you can get real life, get it integrated into your real life. So we're going to talk about just some fun fan things that are happening. So yeah, this is a gal in the game.
All right, welcome to episode 36 of A Gal and a Gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Excuse me, I was drinking coffee. Thank you for joining us.
She needs her coffee.
I do. At all times, I need coffee to get through the day.
Well, you're starting a new schedule soon, so hopefully yes. You won't have to drink as much coffee.
No, I probably still will.
Really?
Still.
Okay.
All right. I just love it that much.
Yeah.
Helps me get through the day.
This is the week I'm going to try not to drink coffee. Monday. Oh, I'm off this week, so I'm going to try and change things up a little bit.
Well, good luck.
I don't think it won't be that difficult.
You don't drink coffee that much anyway, so.
I usually will just. Right. I think it's become more of a habit or a routine as I'm going into work. Like, okay, well, I need to stop and get my coffee, whatever.
I think that's probably a big part of it, too, because I always have coffee, like, when I'm on my way to work or something.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, exactly.
You need your coffee.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I don't think it'll be difficult because I won't be on that routine. And this week will be kind of like a staycation, sort of. So, looking forward
to
it.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, so we have a lot of movie news to get to. Mm-hmm. We haven't done a pop culture podcast in a couple weeks just because our schedule's been crazy, so.
But we've done our Game of Thrones podcast.
Yes, we've done our Game of Thrones, so.
So we have
a lot of backlog of news to get to, so. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of splitting things up. We're just going to do a lot of movie news in this episode just because we have a lot to talk about because we were afraid if we did it all in one podcast, it would be way too long, so.
Right. Yeah. And you're a talker, so usually we
I'm the only one who talks a lot.
Right, that is true. Mm-hmm. It's a proven fact.
No, it's not.
Been documented in every other podcast. All right, let's get started with movie news.
Movie news. All right, so we're going to start with Big Fat Greek Wedding. They're making a sequel. What do you think?
I felt like it was kind of one of those movies that just needed to.
You know, I don't think I've seen the first one like all the way through. I remember watching it when it came out, right. But I don't know. I mean, I really should go watch all of it, but I've only seen parts of it, I think. So,
well, and it was really big for an independent movie back in what, 2002.
Yeah,
and it had John Corbett from Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. And I remember him from Northern Exposure way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I remember enjoying it. I remember seeing it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have done a movie review on it.
Because
I did movie reviews back then for a station I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so many I can't remember. But anyway, I remember liking it. And it looks like everyone's going to be back for it.
Yeah, Nina, I forget how you say her last name, but the one who was behind it
Bordellas.
the first one is going to be doing the second one.
Right,
so.
And she wrote the script for it, and she basically said in this article that, you know, she feels like now that she's experiencing motherhood, she feels like this is the next chapter that she can write about.
Yeah.
And it involves another family member who is getting married, and that's how, you know, where they're... That's the jumping off point. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it'll do well because, like I said, the first one was hugely popular. So I think it's got a big fan base. So I think it's probably going to do well. So,
right.
You know. And given that it's been 12 years since the first one came out.
Wow, I can't believe it's been that
long. I know. It's crazy to think about.
But, you know, that movie has such a history in pop culture because it just exploded.
Yeah.
And again, it was... sort of an independent movie a little bit, and then it did so well. So that's pretty exciting. It'll be exciting to get it back. I don't know if it'll be a movie that I'm going to see in the theater.
Yeah, no, probably won't see it in theater now.
But I think I still think it's pretty cool that it's that they're doing it.
I agree. I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's move on to Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. So we're learning some more information. It's kind of some of this information has kind of been slipping out a little bit. And it seems like the director is actually the one that's been kind of putting some of that information out there. Usually directors will want to keep things as quiet as possible without getting any spoilers. But it looks like that that it's going to actually take place the exact amount of time it's been since the first Jurassic Park. Of course, we know this is called Jurassic World. Chris Pratt's in it. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're going to be... the park will actually be working.
Yeah, that's according to this article. It's going to... Yeah, I mean, the park is up and running now. Like, it's a place people have been going, so... That'll be cool.
Right. And there have been articles where it's like they're going to be good dinosaurs and bad dinosaurs and dinosaurs that'll help the humans. And I don't know. We'll see. We know it has some, though. I think Chris Pratt is the one who's going to be playing the vet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
The dinosaur vet. And the director actually tweeted out a picture of like the patch that he has on his uniform. So
it'll be interesting to see how they get to the point they are now, because, you know, in the first one, you know, everything kind of went wrong and it's kind of like, maybe we shouldn't do this. You know, all the other dinosaurs got loose, but now it's going to be up and running and functional. So I wonder how it's going to be. It's just, yeah.
Right.
You know, like,
well, and then the dinosaurs got loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the mainland and stuff too. So looks like they've kind of roped them together and now, I mean, this movie is going to do huge box office.
Oh, it's going to, absolutely.
Whether or not it's a good movie or not, it will do well. But of course, they're hoping that it's going to spark a new trilogy. So, I think it's great. It's Jake Johnson from New Girl's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. But here's the thing. I think what they went... There were several things that went wrong in the first trilogy. I think for a trilogy to work, you need to keep at least one or two of the human characters. I mean, obviously the dinosaurs are the big stars of the movie, but you have to have that human element. Kind of like, I don't want to compare it to Transformers, but for the first trilogy, you had, you know... what's his... God, I can't even think of his name.
Shia
LaBeouf. Through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing another trilogy with Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
That was a problem with Jurassic Park, is that and they came back in the third, and then they brought them back, but the sequel didn't really involve many of them.
Jeff Goldblum was in the sequel, wasn't he?
He was in the first sequel.
Yeah, he was in number two, right?
But he wasn't in number three.
He wasn't in three.
Vice versa. Maybe
Sam Neill was in the third one.
Right. So it was kind of a mix. I think you need to keep these characters and kind of, I don't know, the way I look at trilogies and stuff, it's like you have that character that you're going to follow. Yeah. This is the beginning, the middle, and the end of their story, whether they die at the end or whatever. You're trying to tell it through.
I wonder if Sam Neill's going to be back for this.
No.
I mean, we haven't read anything about it.
If it is, they're going to keep it pretty.
Oh yeah, I think so. But I would have to think that he's going to come back for this. I would think, especially given that they're going back to the original park. I would think, or maybe even Jeff Goldblum will be back too. That'd be cool. Or Laura Dern.
Right.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's going to be.
Maybe the kids will come back. I don't know. There's so much there they could do with that.
Right. I don't know. It'll be interesting. But hopefully now that it's taken them several years to get this film made. So hopefully maybe they've worked everything out and it will be a solid movie. So
I think it will be.
Also, speaking of big blockbusters and trilogies and things like that, it looks like, of course, I've been teasing you for a few days about this. That you've never
Non-stop,
that you've never seen Avatar.
No, I have not.
I really liked Avatar.
Yes.
I've only seen it once, but I liked it. I mean, it was a fun movie to see in the theater.
Watch it eventually.
Because it was 3D. Mm-hmm. It was a big, I mean, that started the big 3D craze.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a fun movie to watch in the theater. I don't know what it's going to be for you to experience the first time not in 3D and in a big theater.
Well, I don't like 3D anyway, so that really won't bother me. You know, like, I don't need to see things in 3D.
But that was a movie that was made specifically for 3D.
I still don't care. I don't like
3D. I don't like 3D either, but I'm just saying that was kind of part of the experience because basically the entire movie was made just for the 3D experience. Mm-hmm. So, and I've never seen it not in 3D, so I don't know what it will be like. I mean, it's all about the story and it's all about the characters and...
Maybe I'll watch that today. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
You should. Yeah. Well, I'm catching up on the movies this week that I still need to see.
I know.
And I feel bad admitting to some of these movies. The whole Godfather series.
And I have seen those, so...
Blade Runner.
You can't say anything to me anymore.
Godfather, Blade Runner, and there was another one that I was going to watch. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, there are several things that, several big movies out there that are basically, oh, I know, American Graffiti. That was it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I probably saw that when I was a kid, because my dad watched a lot of movies, and I watched a lot of movies with my dad, so, yeah, but I don't remember a lot about it, so, yeah. I know that's a big pop culture movie.
Yeah.
Very, very popular.
So those are my three. And then I'm going to watch Star Wars this week.
Mm-hmm.
The original trilogy. I don't know. I just want to...
You should. Yeah, I know. And that's something I need to. I should really up my movie game because I don't really watch a lot of movies anymore. So.
Well, I feel like we're in the summer... We're in the summertime now. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to... You know, we don't have all these shows that we're watching. We need to get caught up on shows. I am 5 episodes into Orphan Black. I am going to get caught up on it this week. I finished True Detective. I'm almost done with House of Cards, season 2.
See, and that's the thing. I have so many TV shows to get through. So,
Well, at least you got through Veronica Mars.
I finished Veronica Mars. I loved it. Loved it. Yes, but I finally finished that. So now, God, I need to do Orphan Black, and I need to do Breaking Bad. Orange is the New Black, you know, that's out now.
Right.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
This is a time everyone...
I know, and this is when I should watch some more movies, but, you know, it's very hard.
And we were also talking last night that I don't watch anything live except Game of Thrones.
I know. Me either. I really don't.
It's always...
It's usually all DVR.
On demand.
Yeah.
Or binge watching something on, you know, Netflix, Amazon Prime, whatever. So, anyway, so summer is the time to do it. Summer is the time to go to the movies.
Yes, it is.
And it looks like...
And we've already seen 2 movies this summer, which is awesome.
I know.
Which is more than
movies.
More than I can say for last summer. I don't even remember if I saw anything last summer, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I did. Maybe we went to 1 or 2 last summer, but... Anyway, we'll get back to Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar.
It looks like he is getting closer to a trilogy.
Yes.
Of the next Avatar, but he's also, what's kind of exciting, he's developing an Avatar-inspired production of Cirque du Soleil.
I think that's actually a very cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be, super awesome. I wonder if it's going to be in Vegas, do you think?
Probably. Well, it might start in Vegas, but it'll probably...
I'm sure it'll tour. Yeah, like I'm sure it'll tour. Mm-hmm.
It sort of seems like it was sort of kind of made for a circus.
Yeah, show. I mean, I would agree. Just because the way it's so visual, interesting. Yeah, I think that it could easily adapt it into something like that.
And when I was in Vegas 2 years ago, we went and saw Ka. And now that I'm thinking about it, it sort of reminds me of sort of the story of Avatar, because there's war, there's, you know, sort of a love story. Well, there is a love story. I can see that.
I can see how easy it is to
translate, because they do such amazing things with these circus shows.
I think that's a smart idea. I think that's a perfect vehicle for Avatar. So then that'd be really cool, I think. So, you know. I probably won't see the Cirque du Soleil show, but I'm sure it'll be very cool.
So. Unless it tours.
Unless it comes to Kansas City, maybe.
Yeah,
never know.
So anyway, you just watched a trailer. Finally, you saw this trailer.
I know.
I saw it a couple weeks ago.
I know, I've been reading about it. I just never got around to watching the trailer until now. So
it's the new Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda movie. It's called This Is Where I Leave You. And it's a family about dysfunction.
Yeah. Yep.
The husband dies. Yeah. The father dies.
Yeah, their dad dies. Yeah.
And what a great cast.
Great cast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, Jane Fonda, Tina Fey, Jason Bateman.
Adam Driver.
Yeah. Adam Driver, exactly.
Our girl, it? Connie Britton.
Connie Britton's in it.
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard.
He's so funny.
He was in the Veronica Mars movie.
Oh, for that's
briefly,
right, right.
Just briefly. It was really funny.
Him and Kristen Bell. Seriously, what a great couple.
What a great couple. Don't get me started on Kristen Bell because I freaking love her. I'm like a little obsessed with Kristen Bell.
As you should be after watching Veronica Mars.
I really am.
I mean, that show was made for her.
It was, she's so good.
She is. But also in this cast is Corey Stahl, and he is in House of Cards.
Oh, okay. Is this the bald guy you're talking about?
Yeah, there is something about him that is so sexy, and it's crazy. And I can't picture him in a comedy, but it's really funny. Like, it's such a good trailer. We'll post it on our Facebook page.
This movie looks really good, and I can't wait to see it. I mean, it looks really funny. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we will definitely go see that.
Yeah.
And Catherine Hahn's in it too, who's in a lot of stuff. She's really funny. I'm trying to remember what she's in, but she's just been in a lot of stuff. But
who is Catherine?
She has the red hair. She was the wife, I think, in the trailer. But
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I kind of can't remember what she's been in, but she's been in a lot of stuff. But you would recognize her. Catherine. I think that's how you say her name.
So it's expected to. Come out in September of this year.
Okay, September, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I mean, what an amazing cast.
Absolutely.
So and I'm excited to see Adam Driver in something. We've talked for months about how he's going to be in the new Star Wars.
Yeah, movie. I haven't watched Girls. I don't really know a lot about him. That's Catherine Hahn. That's the woman. She's super funny.
She's so funny.
She was on the Nerdist podcast, I don't know, a couple years ago when I was listening to it, and she was hilarious, but anyway.
It looks great.
It looks like a great movie. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Another movie I can't wait to see, Pitch Perfect 2. And now we just found out that Anna Camp is returning.
Is returning. Of course she is.
You know what? I mean, she won't be part of the group, but I wonder if she'll be like an announcer or something.
I wonder.
That would be fantastic. Her and Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, God.
And that guy. I mean, that would be
really good.
Oh,
I agree.
Gosh.
I agree. Yeah, she's so good. Everything she's in, she's very, very good.
I was really upset that she did, like, because she was originally on the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
She had a good role.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like the writers didn't know where they were going.
Well, I bet.
How they were going to gel the cast.
I'm assuming she probably only signed on to do, like, only a little bit of that show, you know? I don't think she probably signed on to do a lot, so maybe that's why, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
She's probably just, I bet she's a friend of Mindy's and, anyway. That's what I
can't wait to see her in this season of True Blood. I know she's going to be back.
She has to be back, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would hope.
So it looks like now everyone is back in Pitch Perfect
2. Yeah, everyone's back, so that's good. Yeah. I can't wait for this movie either.
I know. May of next year. I mean, May. They're putting a lot's riding on this movie. If they're going to slate it for May
of
next year.
Well, you know, since the last one did so well and the success of everything with that, I think, they're probably banking on it doing really well. So.
And with Elizabeth Banks, this is her
directorial debut. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be real good.
Oh, I can't wait. And this is one, like, I really don't want to read too much about it. I just want to go and experience it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for the riff-off.
We need
more riff-offs.
I know. They need more, exactly. They need more of that. And I'm excited to see the songs that they choose and the ones that it's going to be so good.
Because it's such a, that's why I love the first movie so much. There are these obscure songs from sometimes a decade or two ago, and they mash them with new hits and so good.
I know.
And the acapellas. I love acapella.
I do too. I think it's so impressive when people, like, you see those acapella groups. It's really impressive. So,
Okay. Well, and then did you see, you read that article that was out a couple weeks ago about the 21 things you didn't know about
Yes. Pitch Perfect? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Anna Kendrick just came up with
With cups. Yeah, right. She just did it. And they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna keep that in. And then
right.
It was like
she did that for her audition.
That was the biggest freaking song from
right.
that movie.
Right. And everyone knows that. It was funny, the other day, was it Friday or Thursday, in the newsroom, one of our colleagues who is an anchor, she started singing Cups, and our general manager, big boss, station boss, knew what that song was.
Oh my God.
I'll play the
really?
Cups. Right. Oh my God. And I'm like, I mean, that is when a movie is
really
right,
though
just so
yeah.
into pop culture yes. and ever it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
It and that's why I love that movie. Makes me so happy.
It's a good movie.
It's just one of those movies
yes.
that I can just watch and just be happy.
Yes.
And that final performance in the movie.
It's so good.
Sometimes I just listen to it on my phone because I'm like, it just puts me in such a good mood. It's so much fun. And I know we know one person who just didn't get Pitch Perfect.
Well.
Which is fine. Everyone.
You know, exactly. Everyone's telling their opinion.
Right.
But
sometimes if you're not in the right frame of mind to watch a movie.
That's true. Absolutely.
It can totally.
Yeah, it can change. Yeah, exactly how you feel about it. That's true.
So hopefully this person can watch it again.
Let's hope so. Let's hope.
So we talked about how this movie, Pitch Perfect 2, is set up for May
mm-hmm.
of next year. That is a prime spot for a movie.
Absolutely.
But we've also learned that one movie is being delayed until February of next year,
yeah.
which is not so great.
Jupiter Ascending, yeah, which is the big...
With
Channing Tatum.
And Mila Kunis.
Yeah, it's a big...
It's being delayed. It's supposed to open in July. It was supposed to open in just a couple of weeks. And they have... Warner Brothers... wait.
Hold on, I'm looking
at
it.
Not Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it's Warner Brothers.
Is it?
Yeah, Warner Brothers, yeah.
Okay. So... They have pushed it from July 18th to February
yeah.
of next year. I don't know. That doesn't
seem... That's kind of crazy. I mean, I can't believe... Especially so close to the release date, they're pushing it back, you know?
Right. And the Wachowski brothers...
Yeah, who did The Matrix. Yeah, so a lot of people are real excited about this.
And they're saying that, you know, they just couldn't finish the movie in time. I call bullshit.
I think it's bullshit, too. I think they're just trying... I don't know. I mean, what else comes out on July? Because this is supposed to come out July 18th. So, is there another big movie coming out July 18th?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I have to look that up. But, according to this article, they're pushing it back to the same weekend Lego Movie came out. And Lego Movie made, like...
Yeah, but it was
Buku,
Lego Movie.
I know. Buku's amount
movie.
Of money then. But so I don't...
I'm sorry, but Lego Movie was easier to market
yeah.
than Jupiter Ascending, which is a sci-fi movie, which which would do better in the summertime when all these kids and everyone's out for the summer and they're looking for a popcorn movie.
I agree.
Like Transformers. Do I think that the new movie is going to be great? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's a popcorn movie. I'm going to go just to enjoy the fact
exactly.
that I get to see Optimus Prime and Bumblebee destroy something.
But, you know, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know why they're doing this. It's like maybe they're doing for Oscar, but...
And this is the first of they're hoping a trilogy. So it's not like it already has a built-in audience. I don't know. I just, I think...
So here's the thing. I'm looking up what's coming out July 18th and there's nothing huge coming out. That I can tell. There's a lot of nothing, really. So that's just, it's so weird. But yeah, I'm assuming it's probably just not to the studios liking it. So I'm sure they're reworking some things and that sort of thing. So that's probably why.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, it doesn't open until August, I think.
Yeah, not till August, I don't think. Yeah.
6th or whatever. I don't know. I don't think it's good news.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? Who knows? We could be wrong, but
yeah.
It doesn't. It's not looking good.
This movie costs $150 million to make.
Oof.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, Josh Brolin is voicing the villain.
Yes. He's also going to be in Avengers 2 also.
Yeah. Same villain. Ultron.
Oh, it's the same villain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's in the
Marvel.
Same, yep.
Oh,
same
I didn't
Marvel
know that.
Universe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I see.
And before I'd even seen any video or any clips from Guardians. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a hard sell. These are really weird characters, yeah. whatever. But they have done such a great job, I think, of marketing.
I agree.
It makes me want to see it. It looks fun.
It looks fun, funny. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Like I know nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy, right. but it looks really good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does make me want to see it. I agree. Right. I think they're being real
you
smart.
You need to watch Avengers. Mm-hmm. Oh, Thanos. That's who he's going to be playing. Thanos.
Okay.
Not Ultron. I don't know what Ultron is. I'm just learning all kinds of things about this Marvel universe and certain things. And I'm glad that I don't have much of a backstory.
Yeah, me too. Much of it, yeah.
Because you get to experience it
as a first time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh. But anyway, so he'll be in both those, so that should be pretty good.
Yeah, that should be pretty good. I agree. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What else we got here? They're making a Stargate movie. Reboot. I used to watch the Showtime series Stargate a little bit. I really wasn't that much into it, but my sister loves Stargate, and so does my dad. And so I'm sure they're really excited about that. So they're making they made that first movie, I don't know, in the 90s, and then they did the TV series.
Right.
So, I mean, I think this is a reboot just of Stargate, but it is super popular, and it's still, there's a huge cult following for Stargate. Like, it is like, it's one of those sci-fi shows people love, so yeah. I think this movie will do well, I'm sure. There's a lot of people who really love it.
See, and that's just it. I think the geeks have mm-hmm. their, I mean, Star Wars, Star Trek, obviously those are the biggest, two of
yes,
the biggest.
Yes, yes.
So you have a built-in audience. Stargate, a little bit further down.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as big, but there is an audience there. Right. So I think, yeah, I think it's going to...
And I really don't think there's anyone they can put in a Stargate movie to get me there. But, again, like you said, they have an audience out there. They probably do just fine. Interesting that they're going with a movie instead of a TV series. But maybe
yeah, but
that's
I mean,
the
it started. That, I'm reading this article now, and it seems that the guy Roland Emmerich, who did it, is producing and writing it. I guess the first film he had planned to do a trilogy, and it just never got done. And now, now he's rebooting it to start another trilogy with this franchise.
Interesting.
Okay. So yeah, but yeah, that'd be interesting. Will I see it? No, probably not.
Right.
But I know a lot of people who will be super excited about that, so.
And speaking of another remake, looks like they're remaking Cliffhanger,
which
just blows my mind.
I agree!
I remember watching it in theaters, uh-huh. I really liked it, but again, Hollywood, come on, like.
We don't need a remake of Cliffhanger.
I don't.
Nope, don't need it. Nope.
No, we don't need it.
No. I just don't, I don't understand. Nope, don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a movie that I'm like, oh, this really needed to be remade. Thank you.
No, I know. Exactly.
Thank you for doing that. I can't wait to see the.
I can't wait to see another cliffhanger.
Another one. I mean, I don't know.
I know, and whatever. I just, again, it's just Hollywood being lazy.
Right. I think you're right. That's a great way to describe it. Hollywood being extremely.
And it's not like Cliffhanger. I feel like, I mean, Cliffhanger is a well-known movie, but it's not like a classic movie. Like, you know, like I wouldn't consider it a classic movie,
no.
you know, that would make sense to make a remake. This just feels a little random to me. Like, hey, this movie was popular in 1993. It made a decent amount of money. Maybe it'll make some more money if we remade it 20 years later. So
if we can just make $20 million in profit. We can do this, which they probably can.
Yes, they probably can, exactly, because people will go see it. So, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, let's go on, move on to Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston and Emily Blunt, rumored to be in the new Batman movie? Is this rumor or is this
Batman
confirmed?
Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more rumors.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of bullshit.
Tom Hiddleston is the Joker. That's what they're saying. No?
No, but he's in Marvel. He's the big villain in Marvel.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a big villain in...
That's right. I forgot.
And this movie just is packed with people.
No kidding.
And this isn't even a Justice League movie. This is the beginning of Justice League.
That's true.
And you have Lex Luthor. They're, you know, they, I think it was the director or someone tweeted out that picture of a playing card. So now we're going to have the Joker in it too. Or even a hint of the Joker.
Yeah, even in this article, the writer's like, I don't see Tom Hiddleston leaving the Marvel Universe. Like,
I don't
even
think he can.
Exactly. And it says, I don't think Marvel would let him do that. Right. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that's just somebody's wishful thinking got a little out of hand. So, yeah.
And I don't think we're going to see Catwoman.
I don't know. Emily Blunt's rumored to talk to be Catwoman. So, I don't know. I think she'd be a good Catwoman, but...
maybe.
I don't know.
Michelle Pfeiffer still... I mean, I love Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway was great, but yes, Michelle Pfeiffer, I think, is always going to be Catwoman in my mind also.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fan. Mm-hmm. God, I love that movie.
But we're from the generation that watched that Batman, so a lot of people probably, like kids.
True, but a lot of the young kids, they still watch that Batman. Because that's more of a... That was a fun Batman.
That was a fun Batman.
The Dark Knight trilogy. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
I really wish... I did too.
Yeah.
I really wish that they would have let Tim Burton do one more Batman.
I know. One more Batman.
Instead of Joel Schumacher screwing everything up.
I know.
Because he could have brought Michelle Pfeiffer back. Mm-hmm. They could have done, you know... Mm-hmm. His take. I really liked Tim Burton's take on
that. I did too.
It was
just
fun.
Because he has
campy.
Such. Yeah, he's a little campy, a little weird, mm-hmm. and it really worked for Batman, I
oh,
thought.
Yeah.
I really did. You know, his. Yeah, those Batman films are a lot of fun.
I remember there was an article I read years ago where he said his biggest regret in making both the movies was killing the Joker off at the end of the first one. He's like, that's it, because that was a first. I mean, that was the first big Batman movie in decades.
Yeah, that's true. It
and,
was.
You know, he was trying to do something different. He was trying to, you know, think outside the box, sort of. But he said, he was like, I'm going to give any director of any future superhero movie this piece of advice. Do not kill your main villain out of the gate. Just don't do it. You know?
Yeah. No.
He's like, that is where we made a mistake. If we could have kept Nicholson around.
Nicholson, yeah.
Even throw him in Arkham.
Yeah.
Keep him around just as a threat that's looming out there. You could still have the... I mean, how amazing would it have been to have a third movie in a Tim Burton trilogy with Danny DeVito.
I know.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I know.
And Jack Nicholson.
Amazing. I know.
Huge. I mean, Danny DeVito died at the end of... But I think he did. Yeah, he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know, that's true. I mean, yeah. To have those three villains in a movie together would be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And Jack Nicholson was so good as the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very... I like watching that movie now because it's very
80s.
Oh, yeah. So, just the music and the stuff. It's just great.
Well, and since we're talking about the Joker, I am so sick of reading articles where they're like... You can't touch the Joker, Heath Ledger. Okay, I'm over it now. I'm over it. I don't care. Yes, Heath Ledger won an Academy Award for his portrayal of the Joker.
Heath Ledger was amazing.
It was amazing.
But
absolutely amazing.
But
it's time to move on.
Exactly.
It's time to move on.
Exactly.
I am so sick and tired of hearing these people complain about, oh, they can't touch the Joker. Yes, you can.
Here's the thing. It's a totally different Batman story.
Right.
The Joker is in the Batman universe. Batman's going to be remade a bunch of times. So, like...
Just prepare yourself.
Exactly.
Prepare yourselves.
Just because... I mean, before Heath Ledger was Joker, people were upset about him being Joker. Because they're like, nobody can touch Jack Nicholson's Joker. And now it's like, oh, we can't do Heath Ledger. But come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just get over it. Yeah. He was great in the Dark Knight films. He's always going to be remembered for those. But,
yeah,
we're starting a whole new Batman, so...
Yep, oh, yeah.
You're going to have somebody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't... Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. People just need to calm down.
Mm-hmm. And Ghostbusters is coming back.
That's Ghostbusters is coming back. It's the 30th anniversary of this movie. I know. 1984 is when it came out. So to celebrate, they're re-releasing it in the theaters. They're going to play in the theaters in August. So it's going to hit like 700 theaters. So I imagine if you live in a big city or near a big city, you'll probably be able to see it, I would think. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and this is more an event.
It's a one night thing. It's like, right. It's just a one day thing.
That's
so it's
fun.
That is fun. Exactly. So it'll be a lot of fun just for the, and I think that same week is when they're releasing like the 30th anniversary DVD with all these special features.
Well, they're
and stuff.
Using this as a springboard for the next Ghostbusters movie.
Exactly. Basically
they're getting the momentum started.
Yes. So that'll be fun. We should go see it.
We should. That would be
Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember watching it when I was a kid, and I still watch it when it comes on TV. It's just so good. It's so good. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Speaking of some other movies, Disney's working on 3 live action movies now. Since Maleficent, you know, did so well. I mean, these are in the works already, but you know. They're really starting to latch onto their old fairy tales and kind of adapt new live action versions. But we already knew they were doing a Jungle Book. We've talked about that before, but they're also going to do Cinderella. We saw a preview for it.
Yeah,
remember
they're
doing Cinderella
for next year.
Next year, next March.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh is directing that. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then they're also going to do a Beauty and the Beast live action. Yeah. So, I don't know. I love Beauty and the Beast. It's one of my favorite movies ever. It's going to be interesting to see, because I imagine it's not going to be a musical. I think it's going to be a little bit like Maleficent, like the story behind certain things. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I don't know how it's going to work if they're going to stick with the Disney version of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, Maleficent wasn't a musical.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You mean with the...
Like, they're going to do the backstory.
The live action
stuff. Yeah, like you know, it's not going to be so much... just a live-action version of Sleeping Beauty, like Maleficent wasn't, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think this live-action Beauty and the Beast is going to be, sort of say, a live-action just take of the Disney film. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think it's...
And I like that. I mean, I guess we can talk about Maleficent now.
Yeah.
I really like this movie. Angelina Jolie was born to play this part.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good. And... it just sort of just, it all kind of made sense. And it was a different take on it.
Completely
which is
different take, yeah.
Crazy for Disney to kind of change things.
I know.
Instead of just making a flat out sort
this
of.
This movie was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah. And Angelina.
The acting was great. Casting.
Talked about how I'm not a big fan of Angelina.
Yes, you have.
I have kind of a love hate thing with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was great in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic. So, I mean, it was so good. So
mm-hmm.
good. I'm glad we went
she
and saw
it. She hit all of the marks from emotions, too.
Yes. I mean, like I said, she was born to play this part, I
mm-hmm.
think. She was so good. So, and I did like, they had a little bunch of nods to the cartoon, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan of Sleeping Beauty, it's not the same story at all. They touch on some things, but they have a little bit of nods from the cartoon. So that's what makes it fun. If you are a Sleeping Beauty fan, I think you'll enjoy this just because there's little hints there.
Like you like the birthday cake.
The birthday cake, you know, and the fairies with the different colors. They kind of nod at that. The green powers that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did, that's in the move, the Sleeping Beauty a lot. Even the part where Sleeping Beauty like pricks her finger on the spindle. There's the music. And the music in the background is a little bit like the music they have in the cartoon version, because I always remember that because it's super creepy.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, they do a really good job of keeping hints there and here and there. But the story itself was amazing. Like it just so good.
I know.
It was so good. I'm glad we went and saw it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So if y'all haven't seen it, I totally recommend it if you're a Disney fan. And I mean, this is a good family film too. It's not super scary for little kids, I don't think,
right.
You know, and it's easy
no,
to
I
understand.
So. I don't think it was as scary as the original, like...
Yeah, I agree.
I remember watching that as a kid, I was like, ooh.
I know, but with the, like the dragon and everything, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was, I think the cartoon is a lot creepier, so.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good family film to go see, so.
And, I mean, Maleficent had the biggest opening for Angelina Jolie, I think, in her career.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, it's the big movie, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, there's this article about how actually May's box office, even
mm-hmm.
with the big hits of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Godzilla, X-Men, Maleficent, it was still, it hit the lowest level since 2010.
Since 2010, I know, which is surprising.
I know.
You know?
I don't even know why. I mean, The Neighbors was good. We saw The Neighbors. Oh, we saw more
You
than...
saw The Neighbors.
Oh, I thought you saw The Neighbors.
I didn't see that with you.
Oh, I saw that with my niece. Okay.
Yeah.
Neighbors, good. Maleficent, fantastic.
Yeah.
X-Men, so
fantastic.
Good. So good. The only one, I mean, I didn't see Godzilla and Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I heard good things about Godzilla. A lot of people went and saw that, you know.
My friends on Facebook split. There was some that was like...
Really?
There wasn't enough of Godzilla. It was sort of like the more about the humans. And so some people were upset. Godzilla is a Godzilla. It's supposed to be a Godzilla movie. It's supposed to be...
Yeah.
The monster movie. Instead, it was these humans and how they're handling it. So, I mean, it's a different take on it. I might see it when it comes out on...
I'll watch it on when it comes out on DVD, maybe. Yeah. You know.
I will see The Amazing Spider-Man. I won't see it in theaters.
No.
I love the original trilogy, which was only out 10 years ago, and so that's my problem with Spider-Man. It's too soon. It's way too soon.
I agree completely.
Yep, and it's also the lowest grossing Spider-Man movie so far.
See, do you think maybe people are just like I think they're just inundated too much Spider-Man too soon.
Way too much,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Andrew Garfield's a great Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen the Amazing Spider-Man movies. I haven't seen... I hear they're really good.
And Sally Field's in it.
Yeah, you know, I hear they're really good. But again, yeah, it's just because I'm like, I went and saw the Tobey Maguire ones like 10 years ago. I don't need... It's like, you know, so...
All right, let's move on to my favorite segment. Star Wars. Star Wars Episode 7. Everything... related to Episode 7, a lot of news.
Yep.
I guess we can first start with something that happened last week we didn't talk about in our last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because we took a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Lupita and Gwendolyn Christie.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Who plays Brienne of Tarth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be in the new movie.
I know.
That is so awesome.
This cast is incredible.
I agree.
So much potential. And I have a feeling that that J.J. Abrams is going to give us the Star Wars that we've been waiting for 30-some years.
I hope so. I really do.
Should be good. And before we get to some of the rumors kind of going around about who both of them will be playing... you know, we've seen some pictures, set pictures that TMZ has posted. Mm-hmm. We have some hints the Millennium Falcon is in it, which everyone probably guessed was already in it. But anyway, we're getting confirmation that that it looks like the Falcon is in it. But anyway, we also saw some video that was leaked out by a Ray Philip Santos. And he uploaded a video that is apparently... it's Daisy Ridley or her stunt double flying through the air during this lightsaber duel. That's what it looks like. It's really, really cool video. You guys need to check it out. But it looks pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like Daisy is going to be in the midst of the action. She probably will be one. I mean, she's a main character, but it looks like she's going to have a really, really big role, especially if she's doing some lightsaber duels.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
And then also, so there's, you know, a lot of speculation as to who Gwendolyn Christie and Lupita will be playing. No one really knows for sure. Now, Gwendolyn, she's a really tall actress.
Super tall. She's 6'3". Yeah, 6'3".
Jeez.
I know.
And she's not going to be a Wookiee. They're not going to put her in a Wookiee costume. So anyway, they're, you know, one rumor is that she's going to be the Sith apprentice. That she might be on the bad side.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think we're ready for a female main villain and a female hero. I think that's what's one way J.J. Abrams is probably going to mix it up a little bit. We have a very, very diverse cast, so that's definitely an improvement over the originals. But anyway, so there have been some speculation that she might play Mara Jade. She was in more of the expanded universe after the main trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the characters in some of the novels. She actually ended up marrying Luke Skywalker, things like that. So there's a possibility of that. She also could be one of these Night Sisters. Night Sisters, it's like a group of witches. And they are really tall. Like, they're all really tall witches. And they are not necessarily good, but they're not necessarily bad either. And they are also related to this one character that they think Lupita might be playing. And that could be Ventress. And she again, is not necessarily a good guy, not necessarily a bad guy. So these two could be connected somehow, but maybe not. I still think, going back to Lupita, so here, I guess my thought process on this has changed just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think what would be really cool is if John Boyega and Lupita are brother and sister. So they might be Lando Calrissian's children, right?
Yeah.
And then we have Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley, which we know more than likely. Well, Daisy is 100% certainty, Han and Leia's daughter. Adam Driver could also be her older brother.
Got it.
Who goes to the dark side. And then you have Ridley, or Daisy's character, hooking up with John Boyega, which that would create conflict, because Han would be like, Lando's, you know, son is going after my daughter, you know, whatever. That's what I think is going on.
That's pretty good,
right?
I think, you know.
Or it could be, and I don't know, I'll have to do a little bit more checking, how close in age John Boyega and Lupita are. They could be twins.
Lupita's 30, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
She's younger.
But she could pull off younger,
right,
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe they're twins.
Yeah.
Anyway, who knows, but I think, I have a feeling that she will play
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe not. But who knows? Who knows?
Because Gwendolyn Christie, I think, could pull off...
Oh, yeah. Like, bad.
Female villain.
I think so, too.
So...
I'm very excited for both of them to be in this movie.
Me too.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great casting. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So, but she hasn't started filming yet, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's true. Who knows?
But anyway, so that is... that's basically all my Star Wars news.
Is that it? You
so
sure?
Good. Yep.
Okay.
So good.
Okay, well... let's move on to TV news. All right. Done with TV news, we're going to talk about True Detective.
Which you have not finished.
I have not finished. It's on my list.
Okay.
Now that I'm done with Veronica Mars.
But you're halfway through, aren't you?
I'm halfway through, yes.
Oh,
I've binge watched Veronica Mars. So now I can move on. I was dedicated to finishing that series first.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I only have 4 episodes left, so I should be able to finish that pretty easily, I think. So, anyway,
yeah.
Next season, there's going to be 3 leads instead of 2.
Like that.
I like it, too. There's going to be 3 leads. So, that leaves a lot of possibilities of
mm-hmm.
who could be in this. If
right.
there's 3 leads, I mean, they could get some big names to be in this.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still think Brad Pitt's going to show
up. I think Brad Pitt will, too.
Yeah.
I think I think it would be cool if he did. So, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, we've heard rumors Brad Pitt, Jessica Chastain was thrown out there. That's not happening. But, you know,
right.
so there's rumors about who it could
well,
be.
Well, then there also, I think McConaughey, there was somebody did an
interview. Yeah, I saw McConaughey.
Like, oh, I'll come back. It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. No, he said he's open to doing it again. So, but I wouldn't think, I don't know. I mean, it works for American Horror Story, but that's also because they have a whole cast that they use
right.
over and over again. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's exciting. I remember when American Horror Story first came out, I'm like, oh, this is only going to be the one season.
I know.
And I still would like to have seen another season.
I would, yeah.
Of
yeah.
Coven.
I agree.
But, you know, it works. It makes sense.
It does work.
They all
And I really like it, yeah.
And you can get new fans because they don't have to worry about going back
yeah,
and watching
exactly.
all the previous seasons.
Yeah.
Which, they should. But.
They should. I know. Agree. You should. Mm-hmm. If you haven't.
But True Detective. It'll be good. I finished it.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I like it. Again, I'm interested to see your take.
Yeah.
Or hear your take on it because it was an interesting ending. Not
That's what I hear.
Expected.
That's what I heard. It's interesting. So
yeah.
I will finish. I'll finish it this week. I promise you.
Okay.
If not today, maybe this week.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I probably don't have enough time to finish it today.
No.
But I'll try and get at least a couple episodes in.
No.
Anyway, moving on. Chelsea Handler.
Oh,
she's done, though.
She is done. Her series will wrap up with a, I think a live finale on August 26th.
Yeah.
But I guess it's going to basically cap off a month-long celebration.
Yeah, that's right. I read that. That's right.
Probably special guests, special episodes. But what's Chewie going to do?
What is Chewie going to do? I know.
He'll follow her.
I'm sure. Exactly. She's going to start. He's going to have a job with her no matter what. So I wonder what she's going to do next. What do you think? Do you think she's going to back to doing it? She does stand up still. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll probably tour more. Yeah.
Probably tour more.
I bet she'll work on producing something or.
Right.
Yeah, I bet.
It'll be interesting to see where she ends up. She could. Have they announced who's taking Craig Ferguson's spot?
I don't think so. I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if she would want to do something like the Late Late Show like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like she needs to be in late night.
I think she does. I think she'd work well.
Her material.
She needs
an adult audience. but I always enjoyed her shows.
I think she's really funny. So
She's made no secret that she's not happy at E. And she wants to move on to something bigger and better, which we all can relate to.
Absolutely.
You want to do something different.
You want to try? Yeah, exactly. It's just natural progression usually in someone's career. So
anyway, that's August 26th. That'll be it.
Another talk show in the works. Tyra Banks coming back. Get another daytime talk show. Right? Is that what I read?
I guess.
I didn't know her.
Arsenio Hall's show got canceled. Oh, yeah. They renewed it. They renewed it for a second season a couple months before.
And then they canceled it. That sucks.
Yeah.
God.
And it was doing okay. But it's like, Tyra, she's still doing Next Top Model, isn't she? Yeah, I think she is.
Yeah? Is that show still on?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I like watching Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
I've only watched
Tyra is not my favorite.
No.
So, she's a little crazy. I don't know. There's something about her I don't really care for that much.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, if you're a fan, people, Tyra's coming back. So.
Right. Well, and apparently, I'm sure they've done focus groups and stuff like that. So, they think that there is some kind of market to bring her back.
I guess so, yeah.
We'll see. I won't watch it, but...
No, I won't watch it either. I won't. Yeah, I will not.
But good for Tyra.
But yeah, good for you, Tyra.
Good for you. Good for that crazy woman. Because she's nuts.
Speaking of crazy women, Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that segue?
That's a good segue.
Orange is the New Black, second season hit Netflix just a couple days ago, so very excited. I already know some people who've binge-watched it. On Facebook. There's a couple of my friends who have already binge-watched it.
You gotta spread it out.
No, I like to binge-watch. If I had had the time, if I had had nothing to do all day, I would
usually have nothing to do all day.
Well, you know. Got this podcast to do, so
that's true.
And we've been doing this for we started it. We worked
on a couple today.
11 o'clock.
We basically binged our own podcast.
We did, yeah. But yeah, no, I'm excited. So I'm gonna finish True Detective, and then I'm gonna start Orange Is the New Black. I think
good. That's a plan. Good plan.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan. And I should be able to. I could get through Orange Is the New Black in a week. Yeah, as long as I watch it. A couple episodes every day.
And what I like about Orange is the New Black is it's not just a drama.
Yeah.
It's not just a, you know, it's a mix.
It's a mix, exactly. Drama, comedy, that sort of thing. Yeah, and the characters are so good, so it's enjoyable. It's an easy series to catch on to, I think. So, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people are excited about that. So, and I've heard good things so far, so yeah.
So I wonder if Netflix could be one of those... one of the platforms that can save Community.
There's talk that it could end up on Hulu. Hulu might revive it for at least one more season. Nothing's confirmed or anything, but yeah, I mean, Hulu's talking to them about, you know, doing a final season, which would be awesome. I mean, that's what I like about having these on-demand services now, like Netflix and Hulu, because... they can take something people love, like Community, and and do it themselves. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and they know they're going to get the viewership because so many people love it. So it's just, yeah, it's, I think that would be great because I know a lot of people, I like Community. I haven't followed it as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
And I will pick it up eventually, but yeah, I think that's a smart move. I think Hulu should do that.
Six seasons in a movie. That's what they always said.
Exactly.
So
I know.
That's good.
I wish they had done something like that with Happy Endings.
I know. I do miss that show.
You could still do it, Hulu. Pick it up. Pick up Happy Endings.
Those actors are all locked into shows.
Yeah, but, you know.
Never know.
They kind of did it with Arrested Development.
That's true. They waited until everyone was... But Arrested Development, the way they did it was... And they filmed scenes without people in them, and then went back and put them in, and you can sort of tell a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? One day.
I don't know. One day, but yeah. Just so that. I do have some quick Supernatural news to talk about.
You said quick?
Yeah, quick.
So you said? Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking. I just wanted to make sure you said it. I didn't. So I was thinking it, but I just wanted to make sure.
Mark Shepard, who plays Crowley, he got up to a series regular again for 10. He's coming back for his series regular for season 10. So, of course, I knew he'd be back because obviously next season's going to focus a lot about Dean being a demon and everything. And, you know, Crowley's the king of hell, so he obviously knows about demons. So he's a demon himself. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and he's great as Crowley. That guy's great. Mark Shepard, so.
Mark Shepard, so he's
Mark
coming
Shepard.
Back.
Yeah, he's coming back as Crowley for series regular. So, he's, yeah, and there, some of his scenes between him and Dean are some of the best. They're just really good, so. Yeah, excited. See, they're done. Quick.
What?
Quick.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
Wow. I'm trying to keep it.
Keep it short. Okay, what else?
Short.
What's because the last one?
Last, just a couple of Game of Thrones things I wanted to mention. HBO is partnering.
Whoa.
Partnering.
I've been drinking.
Partnering.
Today.
I know.
Partnering.
Partnering.
There we go. You got it.
With this company. But anyway, you'll be able to learn how to speak Dothraki. Like, you'll be able to learn it. Because there's this guy
that
who...
will come in handy.
There's a guy who created it. Like, he wrote a whole language, and I think he has his own website about where you can go and look it up. But they're putting out, like, a guide of how to learn to speak Dothraki. So, if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, you want to learn... You'll soon be able to buy that.
That's
so
funny.
And then you can just confuse people all you want. Made up language from Game of Thrones.
Made up language.
And another thing is, I just thought this was really neat. There's this Kickstarter, George R. R. Martin's involved in this Kickstarter campaign. It's raising money for a wolf sanctuary out in New Mexico. But one of the things is if you donate $20,000 to this Kickstarter campaign, George R. R. Martin will write a story with you, set in the Game of Thrones world. And he'll kill you in the story.
Sounds like he has major writer's block, and that's why we're not getting the sixth book.
Hey, by the way, I might use your name in the new Game of Thrones book. I'm just really trying
and
to.
And really, he's going
to
use like a John Smith.
I
mean, come on. Seriously, dude.
I know.
Write that.
I know, and I told you, there was another article about he talked about getting the, talking about doing an eighth book, and it's like, dude, finish the sixth one first. I haven't read the books, but I know a lot of people are really frustrated because it's been a while since the last book came out. You know, they've been waiting for a long time for this sixth book, and now the series is almost caught up, and it's like, come on, dude.
He annoys me.
Yeah.
we're next year we're going to be in season 5 of Game of Thrones.
I know, and they're already like touching on parts of book 5 in this season. So,
and how they're talking about, they're already, some of the characters, they've already caught up to where they're at in the books.
So get to writing there, George. Georgie.
Yeah. So that,
that's it. Yeah, we're done.
That is it.
We're done.
That, we just want to remind you, our Game of Thrones podcast we're doing directly after tonight's episode. This is the next to last episode
before 9.
The season finale. And I guess we can say that in a couple weeks after the finale, we're going to have a big Game of Thrones podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of our thoughts on this season.
This season.
And
what
we'll have
think.
Some special guests.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a fun podcast.
Yeah. So it'll be a mix of, those of us who've not read the books. Yeah. And we'll have at least one person.
At least one person who's read the book. So it'll be fun to talk about, I think. Mm-hmm. Healthy debate, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You can always follow us on Twitter at Gal and a Gay. And on Facebook at @agalandagay.
And you can email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. Please, please email us, comment, that sort of thing. We'd like to hear from you. So if you listen to us and like us, please let us know. Even if you don't like us.
Let us know.
Yeah.
I can kick her off.
I can kick him off, too. Although he has all the equipment.
Right. I'll replace you. Don't worry, guys.
It's all right. I know his garage code.
Damn it. And you know the computer code, too. Yeah. I don't know how to change the garage code. Okay, well.
It's all right. The animals will let me in, too. Jones and I.
That's true. That damn dog. So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening.